If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Let's talk about Chris Olave. Concussions limited him to just 8 games in 2024. And in those 8 games, the counting stats, Matt, they weren't really that impressive, right? 44 targets, just 32 receptions, just 400 yards. So he was averaging about 50 yards per game in those 8 games. And he only had one touchdown in those 8 games. He was incredibly reliable, though, having averaging nearly 73% catch rate. And yet I want to highlight that because given the kind of routes that he was running in 2024, I find that to be pretty darn impressive. So this is a player, Matt, that is, in my opinion, I think underutilized and underappreciated. When you look at the charting number and the charting data here for Chris Olave from a reception perception perspective, this guy is a full field separator and just a heck of a football player. And I just don't know if he gets recognized as such.
Dude, okay. Not only does he not get recognized as such, he gets outright like shat on by people. and I know this because I just put out for Yahoo a list of my ranking of the top 15 wide receivers, 25 and under.
Okay.
And I had Chris Olave ranked 9th on the list. Yeah. And I have been getting slammed for, like, not even just slammed, but just like laughed at for ranking Chris. Like, how does Chris Olave keep getting away with this? What are we talking about? And like, number one, you could feel free to disagree with me all you want. You want to have somebody higher on my list. It's just an opinion. You could put your own list out and we're all entitled to our own opinions.
Right.
That being said, like I cannot believe how people think this guy's just like outright bad. Look, let's get this out of the way. The concussion stuff. Yeah. I understand. That's obviously something, you know, that is very scary. What I also know is that we don't know anything. Okay. And I think people just assume like the next hit will be his last or whatever. And look, like, by the way, that is possible.
Yep.
There's also a guy who is somehow on this Saints team again in Brandon Cooks, who people thought he was in this like same bucket, and Cooks is still kicking around. Like, this happens with guys, you know, sometimes like brain injury, like people on Twitter are not brain injury experts as much as they might like to think. So that is obviously possible. And that is also, I think, I wouldn't say stunted his career in Chris Olave, but has just like contributed to some real bad luck. And I think last year was like some real deal bad luck for Chris Olave. It just, in terms of touchdowns,
the entire Saints teams, jeez,
and the entire Saints offense, bro. Like, remember they were tearing it up those first two games.
Looked
obviously
awesome
against the Panthers and Cowboys defense. Turned out to be two very bad defenses, especially Carolina. But like their entire team got injured after that. Offensive line, Derek Carr even missed time. Yeah, and we talked about like Derek Carr and Chris Olave, you know, haven't always had the best chemistry. So I think that's something to obviously put into the equation for Olave's career. So I know he hasn't produced like monster games. He hasn't scored a lot of touchdowns and he's been a little bit overdrafted in fantasy at times. By the way, he's like outside the top 30, outside the top 50 picks overall this year. He's definitely, nobody's asking to take him high this year. And I actually think this could be a nice bounce back season for him because when I look at him from a reception perception standpoint, yeah, this guy is a baller, dude. He's really, really good. And I think last year there were quietly a couple of signs of progress from him as a player. First of all, I want to talk about the alignment for Chris Olave last year, because last year, Clint Kubiak comes in and they run a lot of 12 personnel, heavier condensed sets. So really you only have like two wide receivers on the field. And Chris Olave had to play a lot more X receiver than ever. He took a career high sampled snaps, 79.1% outside. He took a career high 68.3% snaps on the line of scrimmage. He was below 36% in both of his first two seasons. So big role change for Chris Olave. And despite that, he still maintained excellent and very consistent success rates based on his first two seasons.
Right.
76.3% success rate versus man in back-to-back seasons while playing in two different roles. Identical 77.1% success rate versus press in 23 and 24. And he actually took a step forward, slight step forward in success rate versus zone last year. So he's been a very consistent player over the course of the start to his NFL career. From a success rate standpoint, from a separation standpoint, he also was good on contested catches last year, which is something I think he's always been a little bit underrated at. But career high contested target rate 20% and contested catch rate at 80%.
Wow.
He actually broke a tackle on 41% of his in space attempts, where again that was something he wasn't really doing in his first couple of years. So that was again the thing with Chris Olave that just was sort of rotten luck. Is that like really once he started to ramp up, the offense fell apart. And then once like he kind of started to ramp up again, he gets these multiple concussions, one of which was just an inexcusable pass from Derek Carr. So I really think this is a very, very good player who I'm not that excited about the 2025 Saints, but I am a little bit excited to see Chris Olave and Kellen Moore's offense.
Yeah, I am interested to see how this all plays out with Doug Nussmeier as their offensive coordinator. But, man, I just want to talk about some of these routes for Chris Olave. And some of these players that you chart, Matt, they have a very well-defined skill set. Like they're good at in-breaking routes, or they're good at separating going to the outside, or they're good underneath, or they're good over the top. I think when you look at Chris Olave's route chart, it's really not an area of the field where he cannot get open. I mean, we're talking about on out routes where he ran nearly 13% route participation. This is a 79% success rate. That's really good, right? Dig route is, and I want to highlight the dig route because I just think in today's modern NFL landscape, if you can run the dig, you can do a lot of different things. But 84% success rate on the dig, and that is something that he ran at 20% route participation. Matt, can I share this with you? I don't know if you know this, but the list of players that have been over 80% success rate on the dig route with 20% or more route participation. So we're talking about players that have run the dig a ton and have been incredibly successful at getting open on the dig route. This list includes Davante Adams, Brandon Ayuk, Julio Jones, Michael Pittman, Ladd McConkey, Nico Collins, Justin Jefferson, and Marvin Harrison Jr., and that's it. That's it. That's the list.
That's a pretty good list.
That's a pretty darn good list, and it makes me feel like I know he wasn't crazy productive in the first eight games that he played in, but am I crazy to think that if he had stayed healthy somehow, some way, I just feel as if Clint Kubiak and Olave would have found a way to unlock that ceiling at some point in 2024. I feel like there was a game that was coming. And you know what? We talked about that early in the season too, right? Like it just felt like the Chris Olave game was coming, man. It was going to come at some point, and it just never did. But I feel like if he had stayed healthy and built that chemistry with whatever quarterback was back there, I just feel like there was some game or a few games that were going to be had where, man, he really could put the NFL on notice.
Yeah, his best game last year actually was against the Chargers, and that was with Spencer Rattler under center, you know, which was, again, I think kind of just goes to the point of him and Derek Carr just never really saw the game the same way. 14 targets, 107 catches against the Chargers. That was one of his better games last year, was Chris Olave. I agree with you. I felt like it was sort of coming. But I think what's interesting about Chris Olave this year, like I said, playing a lot, look, and I love your point about the route chart. That's a big part of like the typical Shanahan shoot off. Like a lot of those guys you mentioned there, like Julio Jones, Brandon Ayuk, like these are Shanahan like X receivers. They're running a lot of dig routes, and they're really good at running those. Chris Olave was in that cohort, and his route distribution was very different last year than in previous seasons, where we joke often, and I think we talked about this in the Marvin Mims discussion, that prior to Marvin Mims' goofy profile, Chris Olave's rookie season, he ran a slant on 7.4% of his routes, which was the lowest in reception perception history. He also only ran a dig route on 13% of his routes in that sample. This past year, like you said, the dig route shot up and the slant route was a career high 15%. Yeah. So a lot. I would love to see him working on more of those over the middle plays. But what I'm really excited about is potentially see with Kellen Moore, who obviously, look, he's got history with CeeDee Lamb. He had had that one season with Keenan Allen where he was ultra productive from the slot. But even look back to last year, Devontae Smith, who has mostly been, and I think has a similar skill set to Chris Olave, has mostly been like a pure outside receiver. He took 47.5% of his snaps from the slot last year, did Devontae Smith, and had his most efficient season. Not his most like raw stat season, but most like efficient season, kicking into the slot a little bit more. And I think Olave, like, when I look at the Saints receivers, number one, they are a light receiver depth chart. Okay. We are literally talking about Brandon Cooks at this point in his career as their third wideout. Rashid Shaheed's also coming off an injury. He's not really somebody that I think they want to do like quick hitters from the slot. He's like a long ball guy. I think Olave is probably that guy that gets ticketed for that role. And I think that could be really good for him. And sort of my last point on Olave, like, look, like I said, his reception perception data is good. Like, this is a good football player. The other thing I will push back on till I guess I'm dead to people is that, like, this guy hasn't, like, oh, he's not been a productive player since 2022 among guys that have run 400 routes since Chris Olave entered the league. He ranks 8 in successful targets per route run. So that's like moving the football down the field among all wide receivers that have run this many routes, 11th in first downs per route run and 13th in yards per route run. Like, this guy has been productive. He's just played in offenses that aren't that are mid to bad, or he just hasn't scored a lot of touchdowns. We know touchdowns are fickle. I don't know how many touchdowns the Saints are scoring this year. Obviously that's a question. They got to get their second round pick, Tyler Shuck, to start. Got to get him into camp. He's also not he's among the current contract holdouts as we're taping this. But regardless, I think this guy is really good, and he is up there in terms of like some of the most efficient wideouts in the league since he entered it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm just confused what the Saints are doing this offseason, mostly because, look, they're always in salary cap hell, so I get it. But why not spend some draft picks on some pass catchers, man? Like, they spent no draft capital on the offense, really. You know, I mean, it's a little bit, I'm just so confused, man. They've got Chris Olave, Brandon Cooks, and Rashid Shaheed. Brandon Cooks is old, and Rashid Shaheed coming off of a major injury. Right? A major injury. We don't know what Rashid Shaheed is going to look like. They spend a second round pick on Tyler Shuck, who's old as hell, but we'll see what's going 25 on.
25 years old, by the way. Old as hell.
Yeah, 25-year-old rookie, though. You know, you're like, yeah, come on. It's like, how often does that work out? I don't think very often. They've got an aging Alvin Kamara. This is Taysom Hill's coming off of a major injury. This is a team that, man, structurally, I don't know how they're going to make it work, man. I really don't. And I want the best for Chris Olave and just Saints fans in general, you know? But
totally.
I mean, come on, man. Like, this is if you're a chef, like making a chef analogy, and you look at the ingredients here in the cupboard, you're like, it feels like an episode of Chopped, you know? Like, we've got Velveeta cheese, we got sardines, and we've got some salt or something. And like, all right, they want you to go make a dish. It's like, how are you going to go do this? You know, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it.
I don't think the Saints are a very well-run team. I don't think that their team building has made very much sense of late. And right now, I think they're kind of caught between two eras. Like, they're sort of rebuilding, but still kind of holding on to the old guard. But at least they've got fresh blood from a coaching perspective because I think they tried to hold on to the Sean Payton era by hanging on to Dennis Allen. Then they held on to Pete Carmichael too long. They finally made a change at offensive coordinator last year. And like, Kubiak was okay. He's now the Seahawks offensive coordinator, but they're still kind of caught between two eras. Derek Carr, I think, honestly bailed them out by retiring because they were probably just going to start him again. He'll be unretired by this time next year for sure and won't be back with this team. But they're still kind of caught into that old guard. I will say the one thing I do like that they've done is that they've poured a lot of resources into that offensive line. And I think that is something that if Kelvin Banks Jr., the rookie left tackle is good to start. If Talese Fuaga moving back to his more natural position at right tackle. He was looking pretty good last season. Trevor Penning's kicking into guard. We'll see about that. But the interior with McCoy and Ruiz is pretty solid. I do think if that line comes together and Tyler Shuck is functional, we'll see if he's functional. I think this offense could be a little bit interesting just because I think they have a real deal number one wide receiver in Chris Olave.
They do.
Of course, if he is healthy.
Yeah. Regarding that offensive line, it's all first round picks except for center Eric McCoy, who is a second round pick. Going across the ages here. So New Orleans has been doing this, by the way, for years and years and years. They've been investing into their offensive line. So I don't know. We'll see if it pans out. But from a skill perspective, you know, pass catching perspective, man, they're a little bereft.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it works out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.